1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
And on 13, 12, 16, Claire, going to be asking, when did the doctor get the baby gender wrong? Because I didn't realise this was a thing up until only a couple of months ago when I had the awesome moment of being able to congratulate one of my good mates from way back when with his first child.
Yeah.
A video came out of their gender reveal, a few months earlier.
And so what it said, he's having a little girl or a boy or...?
He got told by the doctor in a different meeting or whatever they're called that he was having a boy.
Okay.
And, you know, he told all, we've got a group chat, you know, the Broom Boys chat, and he said, you know, I'm having a boy, guys. So happy with that. Aww. You know, so pumped, so pumped. Then footage came out not too long after of the actual gender reveal party, and they did the balloon pop.
Yeah.
And out came the balloon, pink. Pink streamers everywhere.
Oh, okay.
And you can actually see the moment on his face when he was questioning his existence.
See, that's interesting because when you said they got the gender wrong, I thought you meant as in like the baby popped out and it was a different gender. Because that happens too.
No.
So they've literally gone to the doctor to find out their gender results. The doctor said the wrong thing.
I don't know how this has happened.
How does that work?
I'm not sure if there was another meeting with the mother, Sarah. Maybe she went again for another checkup and didn't want to know either. I'm not sure what happened, but... Or he might have just heard wrong, and maybe he's just thinking about having a boy this whole time.
Or maybe the doctor read boy, even though it said girl.
Yeah.
And then, because you'd normally, like, if you're going to get a balloon filled and stuff, sometimes you'll go hand that piece of paper to someone.
An envelope, give it to them.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, he tricked them on purpose. Maybe he went, you know what?
Jeez.
I don't want you to know. I don't know what happened there. But the moment you could see on his face when he found out he was having a girl over a boy, very happy. They've had a healthy bub now.
Oh,
fantastic
good.
Stuff.
Sam.
But it was a funny, funny moment for all us mates.
Oh, it would have been. Mm. When I got told the gender of my baby.
Yes.
And they kind of did the checks and stuff like that.
Spoiler alert, it's a girl.
Yeah, she said to me, look, I'm 90% sure. I can't be 100%.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of fluid in the way, so I can't 100% tell gender. And I was like, okay. And so it made me nervous. Then I found out I was having a little girl at my baby gender reveal that we did.
Cheers, milk bar.
Yeah. And I was like, was a bit shocked, to be honest, because we both thought it was a boy. But I was still skeptical because she'd said to me, it's a 90% chance that I've got the gender right.
So have you had another update? Is it 100%?
When I went and had the last ultrasound, I said, can I just get you just to double check?
Yeah, fair enough.
And obviously she was bigger then as well, so they can see more.
Yeah.
And they said, no, it's 100% a girl.
Okay, it is a girl. That's what's going to...
Yes.
You're going to
give
birth to.
I mean, in saying that, I could still give birth to a boy. There is still a chance. There's like a 1% chance.
And you could be like some other people in the Riverina because on 13, 12, 16, maybe did your doctor get the gender of your baby wrong?
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
Lisa's given us a call on 13, 12, 16.
Lisa, what happened to you?
Not myself, but my friend was told she was having a boy 100%.
Ooh.
Two scans, it's a boy.
Yeah.
And it was a girl.
Two scans.
So they could still be wrong about mine then as well.
Well, all mine were 100% correct.
Yeah.
But my friend, two scans, told it was a boy, and she was a very blue, beautiful baby girl. She wore blue everywhere.
Oh, of course.
I have been told that sometimes the umbilical cord can be mistaken as a little something in between their legs.
A little Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Wow.
That is fascinating. So, I guess it's...
So, yeah, they had the boy's name picked out.
Jeez.
And everything, and when she was born, they had to change absolutely everything.
Wow. Oh, you would? Yeah, and you can imagine, because normally, as horrible as it sounds, you are very pink or blue one way or the other. It's how the clothes are made nowadays.
When you find out, you definitely buy for that gender.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, yeah, she wore blue everywhere, but
that's
you know
hilarious.
What? She's a beautiful girl. She's like 18 now, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Well, they're fantastic speeches to have at your 18th and 21st, aren't they?
Real question here, though. Did they just use the boy's name and change it to, like, more of a girl's name? So it's, like, Riley or something?
Yeah, what is it?
No, they totally changed the name.
Okay.
But then when they had a little boy, they used Bradley for the boy.
Oh,
nice,
great.
Nice.
Well, congratulations to them. Sounds like they've got a couple healthy bubs.
Well, not so much bubs anymore by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks.
And Lisa, you're in the running now to win a $100 voucher for tradie underwear.
Yeah, it's to support their new tradie baby zipsters that are out now, made tiny tough.
I love that. Well done.
Let's go! Trending now at hits.com.au.
Claire, I'd love to know where you sit, what side of the fence you sit on this one, because Foxtel have unfortunately called time on a Game of Thrones pub screening.
What do you mean?
Well, winter has arrived for this one pub in Sydney because they were doing a weekly Game of Thrones screenings via Foxtel in their pub.
See, I think that's
sellouts.
I think that technically it's not illegal as such, but I think that in your contracts, you can't have like watch parties in public places.
I don't think, in terms of commercial venues making money off another, you know, entertainment type thing, like broadcasting a massive show. So it's the Balmain Hotel in Sydney's Inner West.
Yeah, right.
And it was a sellout. It's been happening for a couple of years now, a few seasons in.
Oh, wow. So it's not even like they've just started
just
doing
started
this.
It. No, they've done it previously. And obviously someone's maybe
a Foxtel exec has turned up to the pub and gone, hang on.
Found out. And Danielle Simpson, who is the licensee, was very, very disappointed. She's a massive Game of Thrones fan. And she says that this has put a bit of a dampener on her Game of Thrones love.
So,
but I reckon it's fair enough. What do you think?
Yeah, what exactly have they done, though?
They're obviously selling an admission fee.
No. Sorry, what have Foxtel done?
Oh, they have written a letter saying like a cease and desist type thing.
Oh, okay. So they haven't fined them or anything yet. It's just more of a...
Yeah, stop.
Stop it. Okay.
Yeah, stop. But she's been doing it for the last 2 years. She says legally. So that viewers wouldn't obviously, you know, do illegal downloading themselves and stuff, but I don't know if you can use that as an argument.
Unless you're paying Foxtel the money that you're charging for admission.
Oh, I apologise. It did not charge an admission fee.
Okay.
So they were just making money off, obviously, the wine and, you know, tables and stuff that they were selling.
I'm in two minds about this. One, because they show all different sports in pubs.
Yeah, which is via Foxtel, yeah.
Is it via Foxtel or is it via Sky? Maybe they have a different deal with Sky.
Well, I don't know, Fox Sports and all that, that's all on Foxtel.
Oh, it's not Sky Racing that does all of that, it's...
Oh, yeah, you've got Sky Racing, that's only horse racing.
Everything else would be Foxtel.
Yep.
Interesting then. I don't know.
160 people in the doors last week.
I reckon unless there is something in writing that says that particular show can't be broadcast to numerous people, especially when you're broadcasting other shows.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, put simply, the email said that commercial subscribers were not licensed to screen the show at their venues. So I guess it's pretty simple. There must be, you know, different rules for sport and different rules for the showcase side of things. So, Foxtel weren't happy. But, it looks like they didn't get fined. They just got told to stop doing it.
I think they've done pretty well not getting fined after watching it for 2 years the same way.
Yeah, true. Well, I mean, in the end, it's stopping other people doing it illegally. But at the same time, you are kind of still doing it illegally.
You know what I found out yesterday that made me so devastated?
Yeah.
Foxtel gives us 2 weeks free trial here in Oz, right?
Yeah.
My friend moved to New Zealand. With her phone plan, she gets a 6-month free trial of Foxtel.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm sorry. A 6-month trial? That's not a trial, mate. You get 6 months for free.
That's a subscription, baby. Woo!
Need to move to New Zealand.
What is it? It's like $300 saving.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. I need to move to New Zealand.
Just for Foxtel for 6 months?
Yeah, pretty much.
Claire, you need to sort out your priorities.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Sam, I am 2 months, just over 2 months away
from... You are also sounding like a baby.
Just over 2 months away from giving birth, right? Mm. I'm glad that you're repeating. And last night I did my first antenatal class. So they're on Monday nights at the moment. Antenatal classes, they're pre-birth classes pretty much. They teach you about birth. They also teach you about like how to handle baby, breastfeeding, all the nitty gritty pretty much. Stuff so that you're prepared for the birth itself.
Okay, so it's not actually the birth itself stuff. Give me an example of what you learned last night.
Okay, so for instance, last night, it was a pretty big night and there was some stuff that like I definitely took home and thought about. So one of the things that we were told to think about was a birth plan.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you want at your birth. Things that you want.
Scented candles and teddy bears. And
could be that kind of stuff. It could be
your husband.
Yeah, you only want two people in the room, not three, or you want the lights dimmed, or you want a particular, you only want females in the room and things like that.
Mood lighting, I like it. Romantic.
Yeah, so basically it's thinking about...
It's not romantic, though.
Thinking about a birth plan and thinking about all that kind of stuff is a lot of the things we learned about last night, as well as labour itself and
pushing
the different stages, not just pushing, because there's actually a few different stages.
Breathing, all the rest.
Well, yeah, you don't learn how to do the ha ha thing, whatever it is.
I don't know what the hell that
was. Oh, really? Okay, so in American movies, you see them doing like these weird breathing exercises.
Yeah.
We were told that that's not quite how it works.
Yeah.
Movies are very much movies. But it was really good. And I've got this for the next few weeks, right? The thing is, hubby Sam works 1 week night shift, 1 week day shift.
No.
No what?
I can see where this is going.
And so he came with me last night and he learned quite a bit as well. Mm. He was quite intrigued by it all and learned about the different stages of labour and when I should go to hospital and when to wait and all that kind of thing.
He's really invested by the sounds of things, which is good
because
he's the father.
Absolutely. But the thing is, Sam,
he
can't make it to next week's session, right?
Bummer. You have to go alone.
Well, yeah, I can go alone and the midwife who runs the session can be my birthing partner for the night.
That's good. That's a win.
But next week's session is apparently like one of those sessions that she's like, most people, you know, if you can attend, please attend this one. This one's really important. It's talking about, like we spoke about labor for, like in general last night. Mm. So as long as everything goes to plan, this is how labor generally goes. Next week, we're talking more about the, if something doesn't quite go right.
Oh, gosh.
This is what can happen and this is how it all works.
So it's important that your husband, Sam, gets the day off work.
Well, unfortunately, he's not able to do that. So
bummer. Skype
session. I just thought that lunch seeing break. As I have another Sam in my life and seeing as you keep saying that you want to be apparently at the birth.
No, I'm saying that as a gag. I'm not actually meaning it. Claire, I'd vomit all over you.
The question is, Sam, and it's a life-changing question, I will admit.
Is it a life-changing question?
Will you come with me and be my birthing partner for the night at my next antenatal class?
Claire, you've got a lot to learn about me, mate.
Now, the reason I say that this is life-changing.
Yeah, why? Why are you putting that in?
You are going to learn.
You
are going to learn a lot about downstairs areas and things that you didn't want to hear about. We're learning about episiotomies next week.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm not going to tell you because it's not radio worthy, but you definitely want to Google that.
So some people in their cars will be driving to work going,
Google it.
Episiotomy.
Google it.
What is it?
Episiotomy.
Episiotomy.
Yeah.
Claire,
just
I like
attempt to spell it. It'll come up on Google.
I don't want to ruin the image that I have of the female downstairs area just yet. That's why I'm not having babies yet. I'm not ready to. I know it's beautiful and all that, but I'm a.
Can you please Google episiotomy
right now?
Before you answer, yes, right now. Before you answer.
E-P-I-S-O-T-O-M-Y,
I don't know.
I-O-T-O-M-Y.
Google will fix it.
Assume.
Yeah, it's not radio worthy, but I want you to know what it is before you agree.
Oh, I've just gone Google Images.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do
Claire.
Why did you click on images?
Well, because I thought I was supposed to do that. Oh, no.
Will you be my birthing partner next week?
Hell no. Yes, I'll do it. I will do it. I've seen it now. I kind of know. As long as I don't have to see that on Monday night,
no.
I'm in. Good.
She might bring pictures, but I'm not sure.
Oh, God damn it.
Thanks, Sam.
My pleasure. Let's go. Trending now. Hits.com.au. Hey, no Dean McCarthy tonight. She's on a plane at the moment. Tonight.
Today.
Wow. What time are we at? 7:30 in the morning. But we are talking royal babies, Claire, because we've got some great news coming out of the Duke and Duchesses of Sussex's area, whatever
yes.
you call it. They've welcomed their firstborn child early yesterday morning, May the 6th. Oh, I imagine it was May the 4th. That'd be a royal comedy gold there,
absolutely.
Wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
But they have said both happy, healthy, they're all doing well. 7 pounds, 3 ounces, which is 3.8 kilos.
Something
I think,
like that,
something
yeah.
Like that. So pretty light.
Lightish. I mean, it's a pretty average baby, I think. Maybe a smaller side, but I'm not sure.
It ain't no average baby, though, is it?
Well, it's not 10 pounder. 10 pounders are apparently huge.
As in, it's a royal, so there.
Oh.
Far from average, but, you know, Michelle Obama's come out and said congratulations.
A lot of people have.
A lot of people have, yeah.
But, Sam, the thing that everyone wants to know is there a baby name yet?
Ooh.
Do we have a royal baby name? And this is what Prince Harry had to say about that.
Still thinking about names, Alan. It's, yeah, the baby's a little bit overdue. So we've had a little bit of time to think about it, but yeah, we're still. That's the next bit. But for us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time, as planned, as a family, to be able to share it with you guys, and so everyone can see the baby.
There was a reference to the baby as it there at some point, which is quite funny.
But obviously they didn't know the gender until now, and so he's probably so used to saying it.
Yeah, and they've got a name by the sounds of things.
I would say they do.
The royals just know how to market themselves and keep the cliffhangers going for a couple of days.
And it is a little bit different to normal because she's not showing the baby off before the name. She's showing the baby off in 2 days' time as well as announcing the name. So, looks like everything's going well. And in 2 days' time, we'll get to see the little royal prince?
Yes. Maybe an earl. Who knows? We'll have to wait to find out about that one. The queen decides.
Okay.
But making other royal baby news, Claire. Mm. Comedy royal. Amy Schumer.
Yes.
Her baby's been overshadowed.
Oh, did she give birth?
She gave birth last night.
Oh, wow. She was talking on Instagram and Facebook recently about how she's still, like, she was still pregnant and how, like, oh, you must be so sick of seeing me pregnant all the time. And she said, think of how I feel being pregnant still.
Yes.
So it's good to see. Congratulations to her.
But obviously being overshadowed by Meghan Markle's baby. But you know what? It's probably a good thing. Keeps the paps off her back maybe for a little while. And if Amy Schumer, when she gets back into the stand-up front, she's going to have a lot of material.
She wrote, 10:55 p.m. last night, our royal baby was born.
Good on her. Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's all baby talk today, isn't it?
It's quite fitting because you're going to be,
What's the right word, Sam?
Oh, damn it. I'm trying to think of it. You're going to be giving birth very soon.
There you go. You got it. You got it.
More Trending Now news. Make sure you head to hit.com.au.
This is The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
News broke overnight of a new law that's coming into New South Wales as of May 20th that I think will get a few people not necessarily shaking in their boots, but make them think twice before they do this.
It's a good think twice, isn't it?
I don't think it's a bad idea. Mm. Basically, at the moment in New South Wales, if you get caught drink driving, right, there's obviously a fine and a punishment as such, but you don't necessarily lose your license immediately. It's up to the courts.
If it's in the low range, yeah.
As long as it's low range.
I think you lose it for 30 days or until you go to court.
There's a certain thing there, but yeah.
But then you can get away with a fine or community service or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And as long as it's low range. If it's high range, obviously you lose it on the spot.
Yep.
But I think it's only high range that you lose on the spot at the moment.
There we go.
That's all changing, though, May 20th here in New South Wales. Now, the reason being is, I don't know why they're changing it, but I think it's a good thing either way.
Just zero tolerance policy, really, isn't it?
Pretty much. So anyone caught over the legal limit, which is
0.05.
Is it 0.05 or 0.005?
0.05.
0.0, okay.
I think 0.05 or over.
Yeah, right. Yep. Even low-range drink drivers, so anyone who's over that limit, will lose their license on the spot and will be slapped with a whopping $561 fine, which is bad enough. Yeah,
$560.
Yeah, bad enough. But then also this zero policy means that you will lose your license straight away. There's no second questioning it on the spot. You've lost your license. Walk home.
And we're talking not just, 24 hours. We're talking 3 months automatically.
3 months minimum automatically. Obviously, you can go to court and I guess, I don't even know if you could even fight this anymore. If it's more, you could fight if they went for a higher amount of months.
So minimum, you're always going to get 3 months. And then whether or not you get more or not, it's up to the courts.
Yeah. And the policy is being touted by Andrew Constance, who's the New South Wales Roads Minister now, who says that he has zero tolerance for drink driving and drug driving, which I completely understand.
Yeah. A lot of innocent lives are lost. We had 68 people killed on New South Wales roads last year due to alcohol-related crashes. So, yeah.
Yeah, so sorry. Yeah, 0.05 is the blood alcohol limit.
Mm.
It's been in place for almost 38 years. So that he's saying there's no more excuses. It's not like it's something new.
Yeah, good point.
People know about this.
Still not an education process, is it?
Now, this is the thing, Sam. I've only recently got my full license.
Yep.
So I just don't drink when I go out.
Because P-plates is zero flat, isn't it?
P-plates zero. Yep. 100% zero and zero tolerance for anything above it. So I don't drink when I go out and drive. I don't even have like a what do you call it? The one that has like the tiniest little bit of alcohol in it. Lemon, lime and bitters.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's still technically a chance of having something on your breath.
You're a small person. You're a petite person.
Exactly. But I'm wondering now, right? Because I thought maybe I can have like a wine. Obviously not right now. But now that I'm on my full license, maybe I can have a wine occasionally.
Mm. I think the general rule of thumb I know for dudes is you can have two drinks.
Mm.
Now, don't quote me on this. Everyone's different, but you know, if you're
Everyone is different.
If you're a big dude, two drinks and then one every hour after that, which is one standard. As soon as you go in to have a beer or something, which is full strength, that's 1.3, so that's actually more. So you've just, it's not even worth risking at all.
Sam, I reckon we go back to like ninth grade high school when we learned about drink driving. Get someone on who actually knows what the legal limits are, what the minimum and maximum amount you can drink in an hour and stuff is.
How much you could drink, how much I could drink.
Yeah, to make sure that everyone understands how much they really can and can't drink before they're over that limit and lose their license.
Can I leave
that
one out with you?
Done.
Thanks.
Leading Edge Computers presents Tech Tuesday,
where you always get switched on service.
That is right. And the lovely Teagues joins us this morning from Leading Edge Computers to give us all the latest. Morning, Teagan. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Not bad.
Now, Teagan, what is going on with drones?
Ooh.
Well, this is a new use for drones. A donor kidney has been delivered to surgeons at a US hospital via drone in the first flight of its kind. Yeah, there is a huge potential for drones to be used to deliver medical supplies, with some drones already doing so in Africa. Mm. Now, the US flight required a specially designed drone which was able to maintain and monitor the organ. So it needed a few special accessories.
Of course.
Yes. And the recipient, a 44-year-old woman, has waited 8 years for the transplant. So really helped her out. It's hoped that this flight can pave the way for longer flights and address some of the safety and timing concerns with current transport methods.
Well, I believe that it can take quite a bit of time to get from A to B with a donor organ of
any
type. This could definitely save time.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of delays and other issues.
Sometimes you can't reach it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm. So, you know, getting stuck in traffic and all that kind of stuff. It's very time sensitive. So this is a good one.
Awesome. I like it. And, this is exciting.
I know you like a bit of trivia, don't you, Sam?
Bring it on.
All right, this is
I just like beating Claire, which isn't often.
Well, we'll see what happens today. Question number one. What was the first web browser called? Was it A, Next, B, World Wide Web, C, Netscape, or D, Mosaic?
I'm going to go Next.
I'm going to go C, Netscape.
Oh, you're both wrong.
It's Mosaic. Really?
It's World Wide Web.
What? Really?
Let me explain. The first web browser was briefly called World Wide Web before being renamed Nexus.
Oh, Nexus, yeah.
Yes, and it was on the Next computer. So, it was created in 1990 and was discontinued by 1994.
But
came out.
They kept the World Wide Web, of course.
That's right. That's
question
right.
Number two.
What is Google's Android mascot unofficially known as?
Ooh.
Now, we were talking about this off air because I had no idea what this is.
Yeah, I'll give you the multiple choice.
All right, hit us.
Okay, one, Automaton. B, Bug Droid. C, Dandroid. Or D, Android.
I'm going to go with C, Dandroid.
I've never heard of an unofficial name. Mm. I just thought it was just the Android bot, but I'm going to go because it sounds cool, Automaton.
Yeah, I like that one too, but it's not right. Okay, there's kind of two right answers. Now, although it doesn't actually have an official name, early versions of the mascot were called Dandroids internally because the creator's first name is Dan.
Have I got this right?
Yeah.
One point, Sam?
I'll give you that one. Newer versions of the mascot are recognized as the Bug Droid.
Bug Droid.
Yeah.
I looked this guy up. I looked up Android Green Guy, and there's a forum going, what is the Android guy's name? And someone's replied, I've just been calling him Andy because it feels right.
You know, whatever
Andy.
Works.
That's it. I think
you
it just depends you. On, yeah, it depends
about
on the person.
Andy, Android.
Yes, thank you, Sam. I think we got that.
Not everyone might have.
Question three today,
Teagues. One more question. All right. In 1984, there were 1,000 internet devices. By 1992, what do you think that figure got to?
92.
Okay, what are the answers?
Option A, 1 billion. A, 1 billion. B, 1 million. C, 100,000. Or D, 100 million.
Oh, I'm really bad with numbers. I'm going to get this totally wrong.
It's 100,000, 1 million, 100 million. Or 1 billion. I'll go with D, 100 million.
Yeah, I think I might.
Oh, actually, no, change that. I'm going 1 million. B.
I'm going to go with 100 million. D.
Sam's the winner today.
Damn.
Yeah, it was 1 million. In 1992, there were 1 million devices, reaching 1 billion by 2009 and expected to reach more than 30 billion by next year, 2020.
That's crazy.
Mm.
Okay,
how many people in the world?
There's a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
But I think there's more devices than people.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Mm. I know I have more than one device.
Yeah. And Deegan, what is happening at Leading Edge Computers this week?
Well, we have more Mother's Day ideas for you this week to spoil your mum.
Ooh.
In stock we have Apple Watches, selfie photo printers, Beats headphones, the new Apple AirPods with the wireless cases, wireless charging cases.
That's cool.
Yeah, the tile trackers, as well as some specials. We've got 10% off Yui Wonder Boom and Boom 3 speakers, 25% off Beats Solo 3 headphones, and 20% off those really cool little HP Sprocket portable mini photo printers.
Yep.
For these and more great gift ideas, drop in and see the team at Leading Edge Computers. We're in the top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Wonderful. Teagan, thank you very much for coming in again today.
Thanks, you guys.
Chat to you next Tuesday.
See you then.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.